We paid a visit to Republican Senator Mel Martinez this week to talk about his legislation and the growing pressure to open the eastern Gulf of Mexico to oil and gas exploration. I asked him if this was a fight Florida can win.
We are looking for allies, and we're developing allies, and there's things that we can do with the bill. We hope to make it even more palatable to others. And I think people respect the fact that Florida ought to have some control over its coastline. It's vital to our economic interests. Other people look at oil exploration as a jobs program for their state. Our jobs program is jobs in the tourism industry, is jobs in maintaining the lifestyle that Florida has depended upon to be an attractive place for others to come and visit.
I understand the draw of these beautiful beaches. I myself have a home off the Panhandle Coast. But if you look at the Gulf of Mexico as a whole, you have oil and gas development off the coast of Alabama, off the coast of Texas, off the coast of Louisiana. You yourself have supported drilling in the Arctic for oil. How do you sort of say Florida deserves special protection when there is, according to President Bush, this national priority of decreasing our dependence on foreign oil?
I don't disagree with the president's priority, by the way, and I fully support it. I also believe it's important that when a state like Alaska says, we believe this is good for Alaska, we believe this can be done here safely, that we ought to listen to them. When a state like Florida says, please don't encroach on our shorelines, then we ought to listen to Florida as well. Louisiana, Texas, these are states that have had a long history and tradition of drilling off the coast. Florida has a very different tradition. We like to maintain ours. So what we're saying now is not no at all costs, but simply do it with some caution, doing it in accordance with the lines that we're drawing, and most of all, allows them to say that's far enough and don't come any closer and make it permanent.
Do you think the pressure is such, though, at this stage in the country's conversation about energy? You know, something like 60% of this nation's energy comes from foreign sources, and it seems to be what you hear people talking about. Gas prices are going up and up and up. Do you think Florida can continue to say we're different, step back?
Well, we're not saying step back. We're for the first time saying drill, but here are some boundaries. What we have to understand is that whatever problems we have about developing energy independence, they're not going to be solved by another few acres of drilling on the Gulf of Mexico. What we have to do is have a comprehensive energy policy, as well as conservation. It's something that I think we under-talk about, a conservation strategy. We as Americans need to sacrifice a little bit for the greater good, and we can do that in any number of ways.
Well, think about that, though, in a state like Florida, where there isn't a huge amount of public transportation. People in Florida drive. How do you start to talk about conservation when so many people are in their cars going places?
Well, I don't think
and so many people come to your state in cars, for that matter.
Right. I don't think you can change people's way of living, and I don't think it's government's role to change people the way they want to live. But I do think you can create incentives to do otherwise. So I don't think it's just about get out of your car and get on a train. Florida didn't have trains. We have to rely on the automobile because that's the way of Florida's transportation grid today. While we develop more mass transit options, we have to do more about driving less, using more carpooling. I was recently in Brazil, and we have to be impressed with what the Brazilians have done. They're moving towards an independent energy policy, a policy that does not rely on foreign sources of oil. They put 22% of their gasoline as a mix of ethanol. They're producing, GM and Ford in Brazil are producing flex fuel cars that today could function on either on ethanol or gasoline. These are impressive things that American companies are doing in Brazil.
Why aren't they doing it here?
You know, that's a question that I've been asking, and I'm not getting very good answers either from the oil companies, because you got to have the distribution system, you got to have the pumps, nor am I getting that from the car makers either. I think we need to encourage our industry to shift in that direction. So there's a lot we can do. And the more that we do, a lot less necessity there's going to be for us to go to the Gulf of Mexico. Let's make sure we preserve those sunsets off Longboat Key as we look to the west.
There's one other area I'd like to ask you about. You're a Cuban American, and you support the U.S. policy of the embargo on Cuba. But at the same time, U.S. energy companies are saying Cuba is the place we need to go to start looking for oil and gas. Would that not solve some of the pressures on Florida?
No, it really wouldn't solve the pressures on Florida. We would only then look to continue to drill on the Gulf Coast just as much. I would say so far, oil exploration off the coast of Cuba has yielded very, very little. And so I don't know that we ought to rush into this fool's gold of believing that somehow there's a panacea just south of our Keys.
Senator Mel Martinez of Florida, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.